China's biggest political scandal in decades reaches a conclusion this weekend. A verdict is due in the trial of Bo Xilai, one of China's rising political stars. He's accused of corruption and covering up the murder of the British businessman Neil Heywood. Bo's wife has already been found guilty of poisoning Heywood. Now, Bo remains a popular figure, but as the BBC's Damian Grammaticus reports from the city of Chongqing, he's almost certain to receive a long jail sentence.
To understand why Bo Xilai, one of China's most successful politicians, has been brought down, you have to come here, to the giant city of Chongqing in southwestern China. I'm right in the heart of the new pedestrianized shopping area in the center of town, ringed by these giant glass skyscrapers that have just gone up, stretching up into the sky. All around me, there's brand new designer boutiques. There's Chanel, there's Tiffany jewelry, and Chinese thronging the area, all taking pictures of the site on their brand new smartphones. This was Bo Xilai's personal fiefdom. As Communist Party boss, he turned this into one of the fastest growing economic regions of China. It made him popular, and despite his downfall, he's still admired here.
Some officials just care about keeping their bosses happy, but Bo Xilai worked for the people. Who doesn't support him in Chongqing?
He was good at his job. We need more officials like him. He made this city safer. I hope he comes back.
Chongqing and its region are home to 30 million people, and fighting their way through the crowds are the Bang Bang men, the famous porters of Chongqing. From wooden poles slung over their shoulders, they carry heavy loads. Here, they like Bo Xilai because he was addressing their needs. Although he came from one of China's most powerful political families, he was a populist. He was building cheap housing for the poor, cleaning up crime and corruption, making the streets safer.
He must have done something wrong to have been arrested, but he was a talented politician. He was cleaning up crime.
So Bo Xilai was genuinely popular in a way that other Communist Party politicians in China rarely are. He was flamboyant and confident, building his own power base outside the party. And that may be why others in the leadership viewed him as a threat.
Mr. Bo actually had charisma, had revolutionary lineage, and also had a particular program that had national appeal, which is actually a very potent combination in the Chinese system.
Dali Yang is professor of political science at the University of Chicago. He says the way Bo Xilai sought to win public support made him more like a Western politician than a Chinese one, and that made him dangerous in a system that emphasizes conformity.
Most Chinese leaders are very bland, in fact, take their time but also hide their views. Not Mr. Bo. He had a strong policy platform while pushing the local economy forward very rapidly. So in that sense, actually, I'm pretty sure that his fall is welcome, at least to some members of the elite, but at the same time, it's also a deep loss for people who supported him.
Certainly, Bo Xilai's supporters in Chongqing feel he's been brought down not because of any corruption on his own part, but because of politics, to eliminate him as a political force.
Who isn't corrupt? I ask you, which government official is not corrupt? All officials are corrupt. Bo was no different.
What happened to Secretary Bo is clearly not fair. It was a political power struggle that brought him down. Secretary Bo was good.
Bo's downfall has revealed his many failings. His family benefited from corruption. His wife murdered the British businessman Neil Heywood, and Bo tried to cover it up. He's likely to receive a long jail sentence this weekend. But whatever his sins, his supporters still admire Bo Xilai, and that's because China's other leaders are widely believed to be even more corrupt than Bo, but less able to connect with ordinary people. There's little affection for them.
The BBC's Damian Grammaticus in Chongqing, China. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.